Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Narcissists don't feel good about themselves. They feel totally and completely empty inside. They have to get all of their feeling of value from other people, right? And so how they treat people poorly. They treat people, you know, like crap, because when they do that and they build themselves up.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life.
Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how narcissists disrespect you and how to respond when narcissists disrespect you. They never disrespect you, do they? Oh, that's right. They always do. Okay, so in this episode, I'm going to be giving you tons and tons of ways to respond powerfully when they disrespect you. So you're definitely going to want to listen in on this. And by the way, my brand new book, Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win, is out now in pre-order. But if you go to slaythebully.com, you can pre-order it. And when you do that, you get early access to the entire manuscript right now. So go to slaythebully.com and check that out. All right, so now let's dive in to this super juicy episode. Do you have a narcissist in your life who's just driving you absolutely crazy? I know what that feels like too. I have been exactly where you are. And that's why I'm going to give you 10 ways to respond to narcissists when they disrespect you. Hey there, I'm Rebecca Zung, and I am an attorney. I've been recognized by US News as one of the best lawyers in America. I've written a couple of best-selling books, Negotiate Like You Matter and Breaking Free, A Step-by-Step Divorce Guide. And I actually have a brand new book called Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with Narcissists and Win. It's already in pre-order, which you can check out at slaythebully.com. And I have a huge mission, which is for you to break free from toxic people and negotiate your best life. I want you to have a new beginning, a new future. And I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. All right. And by the way, I do have a free guide for you. It is free phrases for disarming narcissists, just like I'm giving you here. And you can get that at disarmthenarc.com. So a lot of what I'm giving you here is in there, but so much more. Disarmthenarc.com. Just go grab those. Okay. So how to respond to narcissists when they disrespect you? They're constantly trying to bait you. They're constantly trying to get you emotionally riled up, and they know exactly what to say to get that, you know, most poke out of you so that you get that rise, that anger, or that thing, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you've been in a romantic relationship with them, and so they know you. They know exactly what to say. And they constantly disrespect you. or even if it's a work situation, or even if it's a business partner situation or a family member. Maybe it's your parent, maybe it's your sister or your brother, or you know, it's your mom or it's your daughter. It's so, so hard when they're constantly disrespecting you and you're wondering, how can you respond to them? And first of all, why do they constantly disrespect you? Well, they do it because they don't respect themselves. They hate themselves. And remember that people treat other people in a way that is a direct reflection of the way they feel about themselves. People who love themselves treat people in a way that is loving, right? I mean, think about that. Think about that. And so you can't take things personally. And I've often said that one of my favorite books is The Four Agreements, which, you know, is a super easy read, by the way. If you haven't ever read it, you can read it in an afternoon. And it's four agreements that you keep with yourself. And one of the agreements is that you never take anything personally, because the fact that people treat people the way they feel about themselves, right? And, you know, people feel good about themselves, they treat people well. People feel poorly about themselves, they treat people poorly. Okay. And so narcissists don't feel good about themselves. They feel totally and completely empty inside. They have to get all of their feeling of value from other people. Right. And so how they treat people poorly, they treat people, you know, like crap, because when they do that, and they build themselves up. And, you know, so you know that that's what's happening. And when they get that emotional reaction out of you, it gives them a high, it gives them a feeling of value. And so it gives them that supply, it gives them that hit. It's their drug, it's their food, it's their lifeblood, it's their oxygen. And they need an endless amount of it. It's what they live on. So if you're giving them that, they're going to keep coming back to you, for one thing, because you give it to them. So you got to stop, because if you go gray rock, you remember, you know, that term gray rock, you're like a gray rock, so boring, then it won't be interesting to them. They'll have to go find their source of supply down the road somewhere else. So it's really, really hard. I say, you know, when you're getting out of a relationship with a narcissist, you have to kind of start to pivot. You got to turn it all around, shift that dynamic, that power switch. And it doesn't happen overnight. Because if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist long term, then it's baby steps. They've been conditioning you. And so you can't just go, okay, I'm going to switch it around. It is very hard. So I say, step one, don't run. Step two, make a U-turn. Step three, break free. You're switching that dynamic, but it's baby steps. So, and then you can, you know, apply my SLAY methodology if you're negotiating with them. Strategy, leverage, anticipate, focus on you. But you can start by step one. Step one is don't run. You put boundaries into place. So what's the first step? What's that first step? You just put some boundaries into place. And so what's one thing that one of the first phrases I love to use when narcissists are disrespecting you, or you're trying to just, get them to be dispelled, to just kind of dissipate them a little bit, dissipate their anger. I love to use the phrase, I agree with you. But yet you have to be careful, because if they're saying things like you're a horrible mother or you're a terrible dad or you're a deadbeat or something, you know, you got to be careful, because you don't want to say something that's going to, they're going to end up using it against you in court or something, you know, so you don't want to have some kind of trial exhibit out there. You don't say, I agree with you in some email or something, but you can, you make sure that you use it in this way. I agree with you that that's what you think. I agree with you that we don't agree on things. I agree with you that this is not a situation that I'm going to remain in. I agree with you that you shouldn't stay. You know, so they're disrespecting you. You need to get out of it. So you just want to calm them down. You just want to get yourself out of there. So you just get them to be, you know, to a place where you can remove yourself from that situation. So you just start to, you know, figure out a way that you can do that. So I use terms like I agree with you, because they hear I agree and you're not agreeing to anything. So that's the first thing.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
They will totally disrespect your boundaries. They're going to push your buttons, especially if you're trying to retreat from them. If you're trying to push, you know, you're trying to set boundaries that you haven't set before, they're going to have a tantrum. You have to expect that. And you have to accept that.
Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
This is how you get people to make spontaneous admissions. When somebody says something to you that catches you off guard, what I did was, hostage negotiators would call that a mirror. Just repeating a couple of words of what they just said. It's a great clarification communication technique.
And now we return to today's show.
The second one I like to use is, I can see that you are upset. And I love phrases like this, because you are actually now starting to remove yourself from the situation and starting to observe it as if you are a third party. That way you can start to see them for who they are. And that really starts to help your healing. It starts to get you on the path to becoming the more powerful version of yourself. This is when you start to become you. You start to remember who you are. You say, I can see that you are upset. Meaning, this has nothing to do with me. You're upset, right? And number three is very similar, where you start to say things where you're just observing them, where you say, your approach is not working for me. again, you're pushing it back on them. Your approach, it's not working for me. Your approach is not working for me. You're going to have to find a different one. You are the one who's upset. You are remaining calm. You are the steady one. It's making them appear to be the one who's the crazy one. You stay steady. You're observing. You are standing in your power. Number four, again, is similar in a way, but you just say, okay. And just look at them. You say nothing. You don't take their bait. You just observe. Or you could just look at them like this. Like that. It's sort of like an okay, but like that. You understand? All right. Number five. If you want to engage me in conversation, you will have to remain calm, factual, and non-emotional. Again, you're looking at them and you're saying, hey there, buddy boy or young lady or whoever it is that you're talking to. You don't have to say it like that, but you're just basically, that's your attitude. If you want to engage me in conversation, you will have to remain calm, factual, and non-emotional. And you just stand there, powerful, calm, steady. And you are the one who is calm, factual, and non-emotional. You model it for them. All right, got it? Number six. I know that you are hurt. Or you can say, I know that you're angry. I know that you're upset, or whatever word you want to use, however it is that you want to describe them. But that is not a valid reason for being disrespectful. So you can look at them. You can observe whatever emotion it is that you're observing. But not okay to be disrespectful, right? So they're disrespecting you, so you can observe their emotion. Again, you observing, you remaining calm. You're looking at them like as if they're a toddler having a tantrum on the floor. Just pretend they're like 3 years old, 4 years old, having a tantrum on the floor. How would you look at a toddler having a tantrum on the floor? I can see that you're upset. I see you. All right. Number seven. I mean, if they're just completely and utterly disrespectful or say something that is completely and utterly like personal or just ridiculous, you can just say, I'm choosing not to respond to that. You don't have to respond. I mean, you can just say, I'm choosing not to respond to that. Okay. That's number seven. Number eight is I'm going to have to ask you to respect my boundaries, especially if you have set down boundaries. You know, you've already said, I don't want you to email me at this address, or I don't want you to use this form of communication, or whatever it is that is a boundary that they've decided to cross, and that's a disrespect to you, I'm going to have to ask you to respect my boundaries. Because they will totally disrespect your boundaries. They're going to push your buttons, especially if you're trying to retreat from them. If you're trying to push, you know, you're trying to set boundaries that you haven't set before, they're going to have a tantrum. You have to expect expect that. And you have to accept that. That's okay. It's okay. Let it happen. Be ready for it. Let it happen. The next one is, I hear you. Again, I hear you. Not saying anything. You're watching them. You're looking at them. And letting them have their tantrum. Just like you're watching the toddler having the tantrum on the floor. You're letting them have it. You didn't say anything. A lot of times just by saying, I hear you, it's, you know, they got hurt and that's what they wanted. And the last one is, if we are going to continue to communicate, I'm going to have to ask you to speak to me or write to me or communicate with me, whatever it is, however it is that you're communicating at that moment, in a way that is respectful. You know, if you are talking, you obviously are saying, speak to me. If you're having a text message or if you're having an email, whatever it is. But if we're going to continue to communicate, it's going to have to be respectful. And then if they don't continue to communicate in a way that is respectful, you have every right to not continue the communication at that time. You have every right to say, we will continue this conversation at a time that you are going to be willing to communicate with me in a way that is respectful. Period. You do not have to stand there and be disrespected. You don't. At any time. And, you know, I've been in situations with other lawyers. I've been in situations where I've had to take it. I mean, especially, you know, with other male lawyers or whatever. And I've straight up said, I'm not standing here having this conversation with you. We can either wait until you're ready to have a conversation with me when you can be respectful, or we can take it up with the judge. I mean, you know, or an ethics committee if we have to. I mean, sometimes you have to stand in your power, you know, even when you're a professional. So I'm telling you that you don't have to do this regardless of who they are. Even if it's a family member, you know, sometimes you have to create boundaries, even if it's really, really hard. And you have to find what's right for you. You have to find what's right for your own mental health and your own sake and your own sanity and your own soul. And I know that it's hard, but you know, life is hard. These are the teaching times that we are in earth school as a soul. And, you know, I'm telling you that if you don't learn this lesson, the lesson will continue to present itself to you. I've learned the hard way. And these people are in your life for a reason. But you can do this. You can do this with help, and you can do this with support, with the support of people around you. You can definitely do hard things, that's for sure. And I have a private Facebook group, a support system, which you are absolutely welcome to join. It's Narcissist Negotiators with Rebecca Zung. I also do have a sponsor on this channel if you need access to therapy. I have an online sponsor, which is BetterHelp, which you can go to betterhelp.com/Rebecca Zung to access that. And we receive commissions on that. It doesn't cost you any extra. We just want you to have access to resources that we trust. And make sure that you get the access to help and support that you need. And remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life. I'm Rebecca Zung, and I am so happy that you stopped by. Thanks for listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I hope you found some really great things to keep you feeling super powerful this week. If you want something to keep you feeling really, really powerful every single day, I encourage you to listen to my YouTube channel and tune in over there because I release brand new videos there every single day, as well as following me on Instagram and TikTok because I release videos there every single day as well. In the meantime, I will be back here again next Monday with another new episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. And remember to go to slaythebully.com to get your brand new version of my new book, Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win, because as I mentioned before, you can get early access to the entire manuscript as well as tons and tons of bonuses there when you pre-order the book. All right, I will be back here again next week. And in the meantime, remember that they only win if you give in. So I will be here and remember that today's a great day to start negotiating your best life. All right, I'll see you again next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Tune in next week for another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember, if you want more ways to slay and you want more ways to be supported, you can always join my membership at joinslay.com/slay. You can always subscribe to my YouTube channel and you can always grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life, and I will definitely catch you in the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much for listening.